All right, just in case, if you're just jumping in, it is a exciting day here in Houston. The return of Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa returns to the Houston Astros. Didn't seem like they had to give up much. One prospect, and the Astros are getting some help from the Minnesota Twins on the rest of the contract that they will have him. They've got control of him for the next at least three years, and then three more years of a team option. So this year and three more years, and then team option start. They also acquire the left-handed bat that we heard them wanting to get, and that's Jesus Sanchez from the Marlins. Now, Ryan Gusto does go back to Miami in that trade, and it does leave the Astros short a starter, especially with all the injuries right now, and they did not get one back. Dylan Cease, those talks ultimately could not come together in a deal, so he is staying put in San Diego. So we'll see what the Astros do from a pitching perspective now that they've lost another starter, this time via trade. But all in all, they've added, and I think added some excitement to this team. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, as Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, CJ Stroud will be live with the fellas tonight. CJ Stroud, bless, the quarterback. Brother. There you go, right there. God bless C.J. Stroud, according to Clint Sterner. We'll be live with the guys afterwards, so stay tuned for that. And then I saw it. Patrick Creighton said it. Area 45 is going to be lit tonight, baby. Major excitement as, yes, the Astros have a day off, but they made some major moves. They were talking to Bob Nightingale yesterday about a lot of things, and they'll be covering the Astros' moves better than anybody you can hear at night. The best late night talk show in all of Houston. Area 45 coming up behind us. Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago will have that down for you. And we will get to best bets in a bit. But Milner, the Milner montage has made his long awaited return as mid-show. Carlos Correa comes here, and before we were allowed and able to get Tyler's absolute, I mean, excitement through the building down.
Blood pressure escalated.
It did. He was able to make a montage remembering Carlos Correa. And if you don't remember, if you need some help getting amped, remembering the major moments of the man who was Carlos, who became Los, here it is.
With the first selection of the 2012 first-year player draft, the Houston Astros select Carlos Correa, a shortstop from Puerto Rico Baseball Academy, Puerto Rico.
If you don't know the facts, then you gotta chill.
There's a ball into right field, hit well, that'll be over the head of Haniger, it'll bounce into the crowd, and that'll be a game winner! Astros win it, 5-4 on the walk-off double by Correa!
Carlos is a clutch man, you know, I mean, you know, he's big game Carlos to me.
Here's Gleyber Torres, pass Bregman, deep in the hole, Correa long throw, he got him! Carlos Correa from shallow left field!
In the air, center field, Correa's watching, this is back, and it's gone! It's a walk-off home run! Carlos Correa! Astros win!
La pelota en dirección hacia territorio del jardín central, Carlos Correa, Duque! Díganle que no es la pelota!
When I talk to my wife, she knows, no getting your nails done, not getting your hair done right now. She knows.
In the air, deep to left field, fair or foul. That ball's a home run. 2-0 Astros, Correa.
So what are they going to say now?
The Astros fans, I will say thank you for all your support, not only on the field, but also off the field. I feel your love. You know, coming from Puerto Rico, 17 years old, you know, I was kind of scared at that point, and in the city, the fans.
And watch you celebrate, and right now I'm looking forward to the champagne. Maybe get drunk tonight.
All right, there it is.
Oh, we're getting drunk tonight, baby.
We welcome the return of the Milner montage and some of those moments. Again, I've seen this on the text line. People are looking at his numbers, Clint, this year, and it doesn't jump off the page like the 36 home runs from Suarez or some of the other guys. He's got 7 home runs this year, 30-something RBIs. He's hitting 267 or so. But, Clint, he's 30 years old. He's not 37. And we know, as you said earlier, he has that knack to show up in big moments. And we've watched him do it multiple times. Hell, Clint, when they played the Twins in the playoffs a couple of years ago, they were able to beat the Twins. But he had major moments against the Astros for the Twins, and you were hoping he would not come to the plate when big moments occurred, because we know what Carlos can do. And I think that is what it is. Carlos, especially for this team, all of the intangibles, yes, but he's a great defender, and you would imagine he's probably going to be one of the best third basemen in baseball. And that there's a guy in the middle of the order that pitchers don't just look at and say, oh, all right, easy out. No, he's somebody you're game planning for and can come up with big moments.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. He's the guy you want at the plate. I mean, this is a guy you plug in the 4-hole, 5-hole in your lineup, and you just keep this thing moving. I mean, with the exception of maybe the slugging is down a bit here with this 704 OPS. I mean, the average is slightly below his career average. Not having a great year by any means, but it's nothing to be alarmed by. I mean, like a year ago, I mean, the guy hit 310 and had a 900-plus OPS. I mean, he's still Carlos Correa that can put up big numbers. He's still Carlos Correa that's clutch as hell. He's still Carlos Correa that is a without a doubt alpha leader in the clubhouse. They've already had the conversation about, hey, Jeremy Pena's our shortstop. You're going to play third. He said, cool, I'm good with it. It's about that time in my career to do that anyway. And so he's got one thing on his mind, which is winning a World Series. He knows how to do it. He's done it before. And I think this is a huge get for the Astros, all things considered. I mean, you got better on defense. It wasn't a left-handed bat that you're looking for, but it's a really, really good right-handed bat that you plug in. Even when they're completely healthy, this is your 4- or 5-hole hitter.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else you want, you know?
Yeah, maybe we start to, if they're healthy, put this lineup together. He may be higher if he's in the lineup when they go to Boston. He may be higher in there, but yeah, it feels like it. Yeah, he's a top 5 hitter in this lineup. And when you look at guys, if they do get them back, Jake Myers, who's really improved and had a better year, and maybe Yiner Diaz is starting to come on after his last couple of games against the Nationals there. You feel a lot different if those guys are hitting, 6th, 7th, and 8th, and not just 6th, 7th, and 8th because Taylor Trammell and Jacob Melton has somehow slid into the 4 and 5 spot, but because they got dudes, like Carlos Correa, or Yordan Alvarez up in the 3, 4, and 5 spot. So that to me is a big difference. So yes, you should be excited. Make sure you're listening to Payne and Pendergast in the morning. I'm sure they will have a lot on this in the loop as well. And we'll continue tomorrow on a big, big moment and a big day in Astros history as Carlos Correa returns back home, as
that
he said.
Sounds good.
It does. By the way, before we get to T-Mill's best bets, this thing in Washington is coming along. Here is All-Pro wide receiver Terry McLaurin has requested a trade, according to Jordan Schultz and multiple sources, that he wants out right now since he can't get the contract going. They've added Deebo Samuel. They were really locked and loaded to be the sexy pick in the NFC, and old Scary Terry apparently has been fed up and requested a trade out of Washington. So
drama.
Yeah, I think just reading through this, I think that he obviously has had some issues, and I think teams have been poking around for a while now, but Washington's never even shown a remote interest in moving the wide receiver. I doubt that changes. This may be just a tactic to get them to move off their position in these contract talks, but they'd be crazy to move him right now. I mean, you're sitting right now in a spot where, I mean, you got to be one of the sexy picks right now to win the NFC. Definitely the favorite in the NFC East. Actually, the Super Bowl winner would be the favorite in the NFC East, but you're right there. You're right there neck and neck with them. And so, man, it'd be tough to part ways with this cat. I mean, what do you think? Do you think they're a top three NFC team?
Yeah, top five at least. Yeah, the Eagles, like the Rams.
I mean, they're right there with them jokers, right?
Like the Lions, yeah.
Yeah, Lions, you don't know what the Lions are going to get. They're right there with them. So one of the favorites in the NFC for sure. Man, it'd be tough to lose you to move your best player. Surely they're not going to do that.
All right, you're hot, Tyler. Let's get the best bets. Make sure you check Real Deal T-Mill to get if you miss him, to get those best bets. What you got?
Yes, sir, and that was close. At T-Mill Real Deal. Got him switched up a bit there. Go check there for these five best bets real quick. We're on fire, people. We're on fire. We're back putting money in pockets. There's only two baseball games tonight. All five of these, of course, within these two. Braves plus half a run in the first five innings against the Reds. Next, Braves plus a run and a half in that same game overall for the game at the Reds. Braves team total in this ballgame, over 3.5 runs for them tonight. And then the Rangers, Arlington, plus 1.5 tonight as they travel to Seattle to take on the Mariners. And that same awful-ass Rangers team is going to be just a little better than they normally are tonight. Over 3.5 runs for the Rangers versus the Mariners. Those are your five best bets. Let's go. And welcome back, Correa.
There you go. Great, great job, Tyler and Cheryl, doing a lot of work throughout the day to see what's going on with the Astros during the trade deadline. Clint, great job as always. Tyler, as always, great job. I am Ron the Show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. Immediately let you...
Oh, hell! Let's go! Let's go!
God, what do we have? What is the breaking news, Tyler?
Holy hell, Houston. Welcome freaking back. He used to play short. You know him on this show as Los Correa. Sources say the Astros have agreed to a deal to reacquire Carlos Correa in a trade with the Minnesota Twins. Let's have it go!
There you go. Let it out, Tyler.
To hell with that clubhouse. Me and Tyler's in this thing just chomping at the bit, man. This
let
is
it go.
And watch you celebrate. And right now I'm looking forward to the champagne. Maybe get drunk tonight. And watch you celebrate. And right now I'm looking forward to the champagne. Maybe get drunk tonight.